Call it the opposite of the dean's list. The Department of Education has released a list of colleges and universities that it says have done a poor job handling federal financial aid. They're also accused of keeping taxpayers in the dark about the quality of education they're providing. As NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, the move has come under fire from higher education groups that say it amounts to a public shaming.
The 556 colleges and universities that the Education Department has red flagged have not been accused of specific violations. What they've done is failed the department's so-called financial responsibility test. Translation?
We have serious concerns about the financial integrity of the institution or its administrative capacity.
That's Undersecretary Ted Mitchell on a conference call with reporters, laying out his case for putting schools' finances under a microscope, or what's called heightened cash monitoring.
To ensure they are using federal student aid in a way that is accountable both to students and to taxpayers.
On the list are 103 private nonprofit colleges, many of them Bible schools. 68 are public colleges, schools like Alabama State University, Southern Illinois University at Carbondale, and Roxbury Community College in Boston. There are also selective private schools with good reputations on the list, Long Island University and San Francisco's Conservatory of Music. But of the 556 schools on the list, a majority, just under 300, are private for-profit schools with names like Galaxy Medical College, David's Academy of Beauty, and Real Barbers College. Private for-profits often have high dropout rates and large student loan default rates. The Association of Private Sector Colleges and Universities did not respond to NPR for comment, but they're not the only critics of the list.
It is a shaming technique, and it is a very different approach in the department's relationship with colleges and universities.
Richard Eckman is president of the Council of Independent Colleges. He says this crackdown paints all of higher education with the same brush. Yes, Eckman says, the department has every right to go after schools that either don't present accurate or complete information about how they handle government funds or keep students and families in the dark.
What I don't know is whether the institutions on this particular list that has just been released is a list where the diagnosis has been made correctly.
After all, says Eckman, the Education Department has in the past incorrectly accused some schools of violations and never corrected its mistakes.
If a college is on one of those lists, properly or not, the effect is the same on admissions, on donations, on public reputation, and to try to correct that can take years.
It's a good point, and we've heard concerns from higher education, and we hope to work to address those. We're not about punishment. We're not about punitive regulation.
This is about improving the quality of higher education in this country, says Undersecretary Ted Mitchell. And now that the list of institutions that need to be closely watched has been made public, Mitchell says students and families will be better informed and better served. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.